It's time for us to get to the business news now with Madison Reedy. Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
The government-appointed Small Business Council has released its strategy. So what are they saying? What do we need to do?
Well, the council went out to businesses and asked what they wanted the government to do. And they found that businesses say they want to be better understood. They want more time back. They also want the burden of compliance and the cost of it to be significantly reduced. And they also want better access to finance. At the moment, small businesses heavily rely on banks for their major source of money, and sometimes that means that they have to put their own home and property up for collateral as part of a loan. And the angel investment market, which funds early stage startups and entrepreneurs, is relatively small in this country too. Now, businesses have said that they're struggling to find and hire and retain the right staff, also to invest in training and development, because that takes time and certainly a bit of money too. And they're also struggling to keep a rest the major changes in technology and the continued changes in consumer needs. So the Small Business Council came up with 20 recommendations for the government, and they tabled that in July, but it was only just released this week. Now, among those recommendations were things like a credit guarantee scheme. Now, they want the government to implement one of those, which would essentially mean that the government would need to fork out for a portion of a small business's loan to be repaid to a bank if a small business went under and they faltered on that loan. Other ideas were like a small business growth fund, also a transition fund to help fund businesses growing through periods of challenge and change. Also a technology credit to help them buy some technology to keep up with changing things there. Among the more kind of interesting recommendations were a burden hunter unit. That's actually what they called it, which would be a dedicated policy unit to point out compliance costs and unnecessary red tape. Also a service, a tax advocacy service to help businesses in their disputes with the Inland Revenue Department. Now, the government obviously had about 5 or so months to look over these recommendations and decide what to do with it. They're actually only picking up and running with one of the major recommendations, which is to have agencies, government agencies in their own departments, pay small businesses that they contract work to faster, so they don't want them to be without money owing to them from the government for too long. Now, I spoke to the chief executive of the Ice House. His name's Andy Hamilton. The Ice House is a sort of startup business consulting and advisory firm. He was also part of the council which authored this report. And he said that he's not disappointed that the government is actually looking to move most of these recommendations to a longer-term working program. He's pretty confident that they will pick up and run with them eventually in time.
Okay, so Vector is selling its gas treatment plant in South Taranaki. What's the deal there?
Yeah, so Todd Petroleum Mining, you may have heard, it's part of the Richlist family-owned Todd Corporation, which is a big energy group. They're buying this gas treatment plant in Kapuni off Vector, which is the lines company. Now, Todd already actually has the license to extract petroleum products from the Kapuni gas field, and they also have some extraction assets nearby the site as well. Now, 60 of Vector's staff who currently work at this gas processing treatment plant will now transfer to work for the Todd Corporation. And what's going to happen is that Vector and the Todd Corporation are going to drum up a new sort of supply deal for Vector so that it can still access long-term supply to these LPG and gas products. But interestingly, Vector and Todd have actually been at war in the courts for decades now over this particular gas field, particularly over pricing and competition. There's actually still two outstanding legal disputes between them. So Vector's chief executive Simon McKenzie said today that this deal essentially is them resetting their relationship together. And what they're going to do is actually settle those two outstanding disputes and finally put an end to this long-running, complicated litigation they've had between them.
Okay, let's take a quick whip around the markets.
The NZX Top 50 Index, that closed down tonight, so no record high, I'm sorry. It fell 0.7%, which is 74 points, to close at 11,228. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 65 US cents, actually just slightly over, 95.2 to the Australian and 50.3 British pence.
Thanks, Maddie. Madison Reedy there with our business update.